Gearbox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast this morning again, after yesterday, he's made it through the week. There was it's touch and go at one point. I thought it'd be the end of Zach as you were getting worse and worse throughout last week as it progressed. You were going downhill fast, and I thought maybe knocking on heaven's door there. But anyway, listen, Audioboom, third quarter update, Q3 revenues exceeded the total revenue generated in H1, and advanced bookings for Q4 and into 2017 show growth continued to accelerate. Boom! What do you reckon on the chart? They're having an investor meeting tonight, a little update. No doubt you're invited, Zach, are you?
Apparently not. No, they know what I'm like, and I don't get invited out much to these sorts of events. You know, it gets messy towards the end. You know,
do you know what? They're more sensible at Boom than I thought. They're not invited you. Good. All right. Good. What's Boom's
chart? TVs out the window and stuff. You know. Yeah. So all right. Well, no, bouncing along the bottom, we had that final. Well, hopefully it's the final test for support at 2p. There was one in February, then another in August, and then the last one at the beginning of this month. So I think that's enough really, as far as testing the downside is concerned. All we're waiting for really here is a weekly close above the 200-day moving average, 2.89p, which I hope we'll get quite soon. But obviously, if they'd invited me to this thing this evening, it probably would have happened by now. So
exactly.
It's just one of those things. They're delaying it a bit, but 2.89 is the level, and above that, then back up to the main 4.5-5p region. But we're still waiting on the break.
Nice. Okay, next one. React Energy, that's REAC, has signed the conditional heads of agreement with several parties to potentially fund through a combination of equity and debt the repowering of its 4-megawatt biomass gasification project in Newry County down Northern Ireland. So React, what do you reckon?
It's not a very good Northern Irish accent, is it?
That's why I did it quickly. I was hoping you wouldn't pick up on that.
You sounded like a leprechaun on helium.
Yeah, well, that's what they sound like.
I'm right. Okay. Right. We've broken through the 50-day and 200-day moving averages in one go. So very impressive today. 50-day average at 3.78 and the floor of a rising channel from this time last year at the same level. So above that, I'm looking for the shares to retest the April peak, which was just around the 10p level. So may not be as quick as it moved in April, but looks like it's ready to take off at the moment.
Oh, that's grander. Okay, Savannah Resources, SAV. I'm still practicing. I didn't listen to you at all there in my head.
Are there any other accents you can't do?
Yes. Do you know what? Of all the, I can't do many accents. I got a huge talent in that respect. Savannah Resources, SAV, Rio Tinto, and Savannah have entered into a new consortium agreement following the consultation of the Ministry of Mineral Resources and Energy in Mozambique. That's not it doesn't roll off the tongue, that department, is it? Anyway, commencement of his operations is expected to bring immediate new jobs and investment to Mozambique and in Habain province. So, SAV, what do you reckon?
Well, the overall structure here, very strong. We haven't been below the 200-day moving average in a meaningful way since February, which is great. And we're basically finding supports since then at the 50-day average. That's at 4.02p. We've gapped up through the 50-day moving average today, which is very nice. One of my favorite signals. And looking for a February resistance line target at 6p while we hold above 4p. So decent trade on the cards there over the next month or so.
Marvellous. Thank you, Zach. And of course, you can see all these charts annotated by Zach there on the Vox Markets blog there. voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Speak tomorrow, Zach.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.